Okay, we're talking with Dr. Mark McFarland, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Soil Fertility Specialist here at the Beef and Forage Expo for Brazos Valley Expo activities. Mark, go over some of the strategies that you're sharing with participants this morning regarding soil fertility and management in various forages.
Well, I think the two key issues that producers need to focus on right now are the fact that fertilizer prices remain very high. We're still looking at a very significant part of the input cost for forage production being tied to fertilizer use. And so one of the keys to ensuring proper application rates and proper types of fertilizer is to get a soil test. It's an age-old known factor that using a soil test allows us to properly determine the correct type of fertilizer and the proper rate of application so that we can optimize the economics of production. Probably the other key issue is that, again, we're facing severe drought conditions, and as we had last year, and one of the things that producers need to realize is that if we applied some fertilizer last year or even this year, and we didn't grow very much crop, we're going to have a significant amount of that fertilizer remaining in the soil for next year. And so once again, as we look to the fall, it's a time to get out there and get soil samples and to get prepared for next year by crediting that carryover fertilizer that we're leaving in the field. We're looking at 50 to 70 cent per pound nutrients like nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. So if we can use that soil test to determine that we have some fertilizer still in the field for use next year, that's going to potentially save us a significant amount of money.
Okay, and where producers can go to find out more about soil testing information and some examples?
Yeah, we have some great websites. Our website is soilcrop, as one word, soilcrop.tamu.edu. You can go there to get information about soil testing and to get the sample information sheets and other related information. Obviously, you can also go to your local county agent. They're a great resource for you if you have questions about how to respond to the drought.
Okay, Dr. Mark McFarland, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Soil Fertility Specialist. Reporting from College Station, Texas, I'm Blair Fannin.